tweet at TodaySOR.
And speaking of podcasts, remember you can listen back to everything on today's programme and all our previous programmes as well on the RT Radio 1 website. Our podcasts go online after every programme and you can find them all on rt.ie/todaysor. And thank you very much indeed for listening. Now, the health service executive, as we've been hearing, has said the capacity to test for the coronavirus will be doubled from this week to around 4,500 tests a day. A network of laboratories and 50 community test centres has been set up across the country. Dr. Jack Lambert, consultant in infection diseases at the Mater Hospital in Dublin, has said this will be a vital step in flattening the curve, but that we still need to tighten a range of existing measures if we are to get control of the virus. He's on the line now. Dr. Lambert, thanks indeed for joining us. You say that some patients who have been deteriorating at home for up to a week while waiting for a test have ended up intubated in intensive care units, ICUs. So presumably you would welcome the news that the testing is to be ramped up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think every hospital in the country have seen patients that have had swabs done in the community, sitting at home waiting for these swabs to come back, never coming back, and then getting critically unwell with COVID while waiting these swabs. And I think if we had a swab done and a result back in a day or two from these patients getting these swabs done, we potentially could have avoided a serious hospitalization. They might have had to come into the hospital, but they wouldn't ended up intubated up in the ICU. So I think a lack of community testing does impact on our ability to cope with this epidemic. So this is a great announcement that we can ramp up community testing rather than having the argument we have to prioritize our limited tests. Who do we test? Do we have test the hospital employees? Do we have to test the community? We have to test both. We can't compromise on that.
But is it not the case that people who are very sick can, even before the test results come back or the tests take place, they can be admitted to hospital for whatever treatment is needed?
Oh, absolutely. Patients should come to the hospital as soon as they're sick. But what if you're just mildly unwell? This is the point. On day two, get a swab done. 3 days later, you get more seriously ill. I think a lot of people are just afraid to come to the hospital or delaying come to the hospital waiting for the results, and then they leave it to too late, and then they call an ambulance, and by the time they get to the hospital, they're critically unwell. So I think fixing the system will potentially give us an opportunity to better control serious hospitalizations, ICU admissions, and deaths.
And with this increased testing, Jack, are we likely to see a big jump in cases? And, is that likely to put extra pressure on the HSE or on the hospital services, I should say?
Well, I don't think so. I think the acute care hospitals have been preparing for 2 months for the surge. So I think that's something that we should all be proud of, that all of the hospitals individually have taken upon themselves to scale up. So we're ready for an increased capacity. But the numbers that we get every day, 220 one day, 350 one day, 200 the next day, and then the government says, oh, we're controlling the epidemic. That's a function of testing. That's not a function of increased number of cases. So I think that the number of cases that we've had represent 26% healthcare workers, but that doesn't mean that 26% of the healthcare workers are infected. That means we've selectively tested healthcare workers. There's probably thousands of people out in the community we haven't tested. So I think, yes, as we scale up, the numbers will increase, and then there's going to be more community COVID cases identified over the next week or two that haven't been identified because they haven't been given a test.
And would you say that might explain in part why we've seen such a level of outbreak of coronavirus in the nursing homes?
Well, absolutely, because like I said, I think well the issue with the nursing homes is that these individuals were probably infected a couple of weeks ago. They could have been infected by family members before the nursing homes were closed down. They could have been infected by healthcare workers. One individual who was infected in the nursing home could have infected some of the care providers in the nursing homes. I think looking back on it, we should have clamped down in the nursing homes a couple of weeks ago. We should have had we should have enhanced PPE, hand washing training, facilities available, support for the nursing homes, because look what happened in Italy, we saw that. Look what happened in Spain, we saw that. We had an opportunity a few weeks ago, I think, to clamp down in the nursing home.
We saw, for instance, in early March, the 4th of March, the Nursing Homes Ireland organisation imposed a nationwide visiting restriction arrangement on private facilities. But they had the rug pulled from under them by the chief medical officer. I know he's been much praised, and rightly so, Dr. Tony Holohan, saying that the blanket restrictions should be lifted because they were premature.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, but I would.
I'm quoting from today's Irish Times.
Sure.
That, yeah.
So I would disagree with that. I think that was a lost opportunity. I think, you know, cancelling St. Patrick's Day was a great decision of the Irish government. They didn't cancel Mardi Gras, New Orleans. Big mistake. The New Orleans is going to be a total mess. So I think we've done some good things, but I think the nursing home issue has not been dealt with adequately, and now they're talking about giving more money. This is not just about giving money to nurses' homes. We need to give resources. We need to give expertise. We need to give advice to all these nursing homes. Just giving them money is not going to change the problem. They are introducing a
twice daily temperature taking arrangement in the nursing homes for staff, and also I think a specific expertise and GPs are being assigned to support their efforts.
Right. So absolutely, but then, what is the message that's going to be given? I think the message, the critical. Look, I see people walking all over this, you know, all over Ireland, wearing a mask and wearing gloves, and they don't change these gloves, and they're keeping them on. And I think both the masks and the gloves are a potential source of spreading the infection, not protecting from infection. So I think at all levels, whether it's nursing homes or the hospital or walking in and out of Tesco, there needs to be important messages, not just giving money. There has to be resources and education, on detailed education on what you can do to prevent the spread of this infection.
Now, is it the way the masks are used that causes you concern, or the fact that they're being used?
No, it's the way they've been used. You know, I think if you've got symptoms, you should have a mask on. No doubt about that. But if you take the mask off to get a breath, and then you put it back on again, and you touch your face again, and then you touch your mobile phone, and you touch surfaces, you're spreading the virus, you know. So masks are good for one use, you know, in certain situations. Gloves are good for one use, but if you're taking a glove in a grocery store and keeping it on for 8 hours, you're spreading it. There's lots of evidence that this virus is viable for 4 days on surgical gloves. And if you're like I said, if you're in a nursing home and you're not a qualified, trained, you know, a nurse's aide, and you're not meticulously trained on how this infection can be transmitted, working in the checkout line and you think that wearing the gloves all day is going to protect you or protect the community, you're wrong. We need to do a lot of education on how these viruses are transmitted.
How often should those gloves be changed then?
Well, my opinion is gloves should be used every time you have a significant contact. But even better than that, don't wear gloves. Wash your hands for 45 seconds, or disinfect your hands for 20 seconds with a Clorox containing solution or an alcohol containing solution, and that is much better than putting on and off gloves. We have to actually, you know, not waste the resources we have, but we need to educate people on what's saving people and what's just giving them a false sense of security.
Right. People will have detected, I think, that you're Scottish from your accent. And I'm just wondering, Jack, what your thoughts are on your fellow Scotsperson, Dr. Calderwood, having to resign because she did not practice what she preached.
Absolutely. Big mistake. They, you know, Scotland did not close down like the rest of the UK quick enough, and they've not kind of enacted measures soon enough. So I think I'm quite proud to be Irish today in saying that we're doing a much better job.
Right. So, and what's the story there in the matter? How are you getting on in dealing with this?
Well, I think we're prepared. You know, our staff is positive. You know, we've been preparing since January, but everybody's a bit scared, as you can imagine, because we're talking about the surge. When is the surge going to come? We're behind the UK, we think, by a week. And we're on a different trajectory in terms of increasing numbers, but we're not sure if those numbers are just because of the testing, you know, or and how many people are out in the community who are unwell going that stage. I've given you a few examples. I've seen people get very unwell in the community. We don't have many more are out in the community very unwell. So we are prepared. We have scaled up. But everybody's worried, you know. We don't want to see.
We've often heard ads for the Matter Private. I mean, there's now that's Matter Public, Matter Private, all one big unit. How is that going to work out in your view?
Well, it'll be great. We don't at the present time. We've got enough capacity in the Matter Public, but if 2 weeks from now the surge comes, we'll need the Matter Private and it's ready. So I think it's great that the government set all those arrangements. We don't need them right now, but we may need them in 2 to 4 weeks. So now's the time to prepare. So good for the government.
Okay.
It's great they did this.
Dr. Jack Lambert, consultant in infectious diseases at the Matter Hospital in Dublin. Thank you. We're talking more about masks after the break.